Today is Baltimore Mayor Jack Young's last day in office. The Democrat automatically became mayor after the resignation of his predecessor, Catherine Pugh, and he lost the mayoral primary earlier this year after garnering just 6% of the vote. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports on the longtime City Hall fixture's time in Baltimore's top office.
I, Bernard C. Jack Young.
I, Bernard C. Jack Young.
Do swear.
Do swear.
That I will support.
On May 2nd of last year, Baltimore wasn't fighting a pandemic. Back then, the city was dealing with yet another corruption scandal, Mayor Catherine Pugh's Healthy Holly scheme, which illegally funneled straw donation after straw donation into her campaign account. And on that day, Jack Young was sworn into the mayor's office to replace her.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What a sad way to become the mayor, which he didn't want to be, ever. He wanted to come back and be president of the city council.
That's Mary Pat Clark, a longtime city councilwoman who gave Young his very first job at City Hall back in the 70s. City charter mandated that Young, then council president, replace outgoing Mayor Pugh. At first, Young swore he'd serve out the rest of the term, then run for his old office. But when then councilman Brandon Scott convinced his council peers to elect him to replace Young, everyone's political calculus changed.
The future was laid out, that there was no going home.
When Young first started working with Clark around 50 years ago, he managed a Johns Hopkins laboratory during the week and helped manage constituent services on weekends. When potholes widened, rec centers closed, or alleys got trashed, Young was there, says Carl Stokes, a former councilman.
Jack has always been known in the community before he was elected official as a guy who would be a go-to type of person if you needed some help with something.
That reputation allowed Young to win his first city council race in 1996. He'd serve as a councilman until 2010, when his peers elected him to fill the council president vacancy Stephanie Rawlings-Blake left when she was elevated to mayor. After Young took the mayor's office himself, the crises kept coming in one swift motion. The city was hit with a brutal ransomware attack that halted all of its digital operations. The homicide rate, which saw more than 300 murders a year for several years prior, refused to budge. And, of course, the coronavirus pandemic devastated the city's residents, businesses, and budget. Young declined to talk to WYPR for this story, and declined similar interviews from media outlets across the region. Since losing the mayoral primary in June, Young has curbed back on public appearances, including news conferences, as he's dealt with the pandemic. His supporters have called that strategy quiet determination. His critics have called it a failure of leadership. Zeke Cohen is a city councilman representing South Baltimore. When he first got elected in 2016, he strolled the streets of his district with Young, who he says was recognized by nearly everyone.
They would, tell him they had a problem with a pothole in their neighborhood. And within seconds, Jack would be on the phone, calling up an agency head, screaming and yelling to get the pothole fixed. And 99 out of 100 times, that pothole would get fixed. And people loved it.
But in Cohen's view, that approach didn't scale as mayor during a year defined by enormous societal challenges.
Instead of wanting one-off solutions to water main breaks or potholes or erroneous water bills, people are really looking for systemic solutions.
Then there were his gaffes. Young himself joked in his inauguration that his team hates it when he's off script. And perhaps the most infamous of those gaffes, Young tried to shield himself from blame over the homicide rate he inherited.
Because I'm not committing the murders. And that's what people need to understand. I'm not committing the murders. The police commissioner has not committed it. The council not committing it. So how can you fault leadership?
Carl Stokes says the comment was born out of frustration.
He put his foot in his mouth, but I think there was a frustration that he couldn't do more. Even as council president, he was working advocating for ways to alleviate much of this violence and murder in our city.
Lisa Snowden-McCray is the editor of Baltimore Beat and the managing editor of the Real News Network. She says it appears Young tried to sow chaos on his way out.
There has been a little bit of anger at some of the things that he's done recently, like looking for money in the budget to make sure that Nick Mosby's office as an incoming city council president is more than fully staffed, in attempting to raise a homeless encampment downtown.
Cohen called some of Young's post-election moves the embodiment of bitterness, particularly his high-profile firing of longtime Housing Commissioner Michael Braverman. Young has declined to provide a reason for the ousting.
It left a lot of people really questioning the commitment to improving housing in Baltimore, because you just don't fire your housing commissioner in an eviction crisis, in an international pandemic.
Both Cohen and Snowden-McRae praised Young's willingness to implement stricter coronavirus containment measures than Governor Hogan, who set statewide restrictions but allowed local leaders to set their own. Young was also unafraid to double down on his restrictions, such as reducing indoor dining capacity to 25% in the fall after allowing 50% for several weeks. He often centered Dr. Letitia Geraza's expertise and guidance in his news conferences, allowing the health commissioner to explain more technical pandemic guidelines. Again, here's Stokes.
I think Jack would always take the most cautious approach to handling this. And I think it has helped to keep Baltimore numbers somewhat in check. Much better than many other jurisdictions in Maryland.
Stokes says people outside the mayor's office fail to understand the intensity of the challenges Young was confronted with, especially given the fact that he was thrust into office without a transition team.
You're walking in and you have a group of people around you that you have to lead.
That's Roger Hartley, a dean of public affairs at the University of Baltimore.
And that's always a challenge, especially when you didn't get a chance to choose many of them.
In less than a year into his tenure, the city's budget was near shattered by the loss of revenue the pandemic caused. Instead of introducing ambitious new programs, Hartley says, Young's administration had to contend with cuts while pandemic-related costs grew. All the while, the mayor, along with peers across the nation facing similar budget woes, frequently called on Congress to bail out cities. The help he requested never came. In one of his final acts as mayor, Young signed several prominent progressive bills into law, including a program to provide counsel for tenants in eviction cases and updates to the Water Accountability and Equity Act, which he first introduced. Mary Pat Clark says Young deserves to be remembered as a hero for his leadership during unprecedented times.
It's a tragedy in a way for him. And he had, I think, without argument, the hardest term of office of a mayor I have ever read about or seen. And darn if he didn't just buckle down like he always does and just work it through. And wear himself out.
Young has not said publicly if he will fully retire. He did have this to say at last week's city spending board meeting.
Well, I just want to thank the citizens of Baltimore. It's been a great day. And I enjoy working with everybody, and I wish everybody the best.
I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.